Jesus, in order not to leave us alone, not to leave us orphans, he also gives us his mother. He sends to us his mother. Jesus knows of what we are made. He knows not only what man is, but what is in each one of us. So he knows our emotional needs, our psychology. He knows how our mind works, our emotions, our feelings work. And he knows that we not only need the Spirit, this mysterious Holy Spirit of love, but we also need the presence of a mother. We need this warmth, this gentleness, this sweetness of a mother's love, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. This fits in so close with our nature. This is the role of Mary. It's a beautiful role, and it fits in so closely with our psychology, our emotional needs. And he gives us this mother. I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you alone. I'll send you the Spirit. I'll give you my mother. And Mary is given to us by the rosary. Certainly there are many other ways of going to Mary and expressing our faith and our love, but this is traditionally, historically, one of the outstanding ways. And Mary, in turn, comes and dwells with us, and her greatest gift also is this gift of love. The Church calls Mary the mother of fair love, the mother of sweet love, of gentle love. And Mary comes into our house, dwells with us, and she gives us a share in this fair love, this sweet, gentle, tender, warm love of Jesus. And this is all part of the mystery of faith and belief and love in Mary and in her prayer, the rosary. St. Louis de Montfort, a French priest, a saint who lived, I believe, in the 18th century in France, and his mission, his special apostolate, was preaching and cultivating devotion to Mary. He wrote the beautiful book, True Devotion to Mary. Perhaps you're familiar with this book. It's very famous, one of the classic writings, spiritual writings in the history of the Church. And St. Louis de Montfort says, anyone who is faithful in saying the rosary, and this means every day with childlike faith and love, come before Mary and to say this simple prayer, the rosary. He says, anyone who's faithful to this devotion is predestined. This person will certainly be saved. He certainly will obtain eternal salvation. Well, some people might think this statement is exaggerated. It's excessive, perhaps. What is there in Scripture or in Revelation or in church teaching that says you have to say the rosary in order to be saved? Well, officially, there's nothing. But when you think of it, this statement is quite similar to what Jesus said in the Gospel. Jesus said, unless you be converted and become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And in order to believe in the rosary and love the rosary and be faithful to the rosary, you must become as a little child. It's a child's prayer. The philosophers and the great intellectuals and are not terribly attracted to the rosary. It's not a mystical prayer. It's not a prayer of intellectuals. You don't have to get a doctorate in theology to understand the rosary. You really have to have a heart which is as simple and humble as a child to believe in this prayer. And you look at the rosary, in a sense, it looks like a child's toy, just a little necklace. That's what it looks like. And the prayers are repetitive, very simple. And to repeat these over and over again, you really have to humble yourself. And someone from the outside, from the University of the Philippines, for example, a great intellectual or teacher who does not have faith, if you explain to that person the rosary, this is what I do every day, I take this little necklace, these beads, and I put them in my hand, and I go from one to another, and I say this prayer, Hail Mary, full of grace. And the person says, how many times you say this? Well, 50 times. And you do this every day? And that person would think you're a little stupid and a little simple. And that person could never understand how a grown, educated, learned person could do this. Could they? I don't think they could understand this. And Protestants laugh at us for our devotion to Mary, and especially for our belief in the rosary. You really have to have a certain basic childlike humility to believe in this prayer. And this is what Jesus is saying. As you become as a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. This is what St. Louis de Montfort is saying in other words. If you are really faithful to the rosary, with childlike faith and love, you will be saved. This is a mark of predestination, that God has chosen you for eternal salvation.